It's Thursday on Quixie 98.3, and that means we're going to have a special guest, Chris Denham from the Elizabethtown Police Department for Crime Stoppers. Hello, Chris. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well, Adam. How about yourself?
I cannot complain. Maybe about the heat, but other than that.
But hey, we're only a couple days away, as I understand, from a little bit of relief, so we're all looking forward to that.
I'll take it. So what do we got for today?
So the person we're going to talk about today is David Farley. Mr. Farley has an active arrest warrant for criminal possession of a forged instrument. He was involved in an incident back on the 1st of April 2019 where he stole a check and changed the name of the payee of the check to his own name and went to a local business where he cashed it and obviously benefited from the proceeds. And again, David Farley, he is a white male, 6 foot tall, weighs approximately 145 pounds. Last known address of Upton, so in the Hardin County area, and we believe he is still in this area. Active arrest warrant for criminal possession of a forged instrument. And anyone with any information on his whereabouts is asked to call your local law enforcement, or you can call Hardin County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-597-8123. Again, the number is 1-800-597-8123. And a tip leading to the arrest and location of Mr. Farley could result in a cash payout to the tipster of up to $1,000. Again, the phone number to Hardin County Crime Stoppers is 1-800-597-8123. Also encourage folks to follow the Hardin County Crime Stoppers page on Facebook. There's a lot of wanted people on there and general crime information. And again, any tips leading to any arrest, not even this specific arrest or one we're even aware of at the time, can lead to the tipster being paid a cash reward of up to $1,000 depending on the crime.
All right. Well, hey, I was going to ask you any crime, but you covered that. So I guess we'll say that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thanks for having me, Adam. Good to see you, buddy.
Catch you next week.